What would you call a discharging sore that might come to a head? Maybe
a rasin.
If it's open, the stuff that drains out of it would be called
pus.
If you had some infection in your hand and it kept getting bigger and bigger, you'd say, well, my hand
puffed up.
A bee stung me and my hand is
swollen.
It's still pretty badly
swollen.
If it's not infected, it probably won't much. Probably won't
be sore.
If you get a blister, the liquid under the skin would be the
water.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you might say you have a
flesh wound.
Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
Yeah.
What would that be?
The growth on a sore.
Uh-huh. Would it be beneficial, or would it be something
that... I don't know.
If you get a little cut in your finger, what might you put on it to avoid infection?
Mercuricone, methylate, alcohol.
What might be used sometimes as a tonic for malaria?
I don't know.
If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you might say that he
died.
How would you say that if you were saying it around some of his relatives and you didn't want him to hurt their feelings or something?
Passed away.
Did you ever hear of a crude or humorous jesting way of saying he died?
Kicked the bucket.
You might say, well, I don't know what he died. Blank. What he died?
Off.
Where's the place where people are buried? What would you call that?
Cemetery.
What would you call the box that the people are buried in?
Casket.
And the ceremony at the cemetery would be called a...
service.
And if he was a pretty important man, you might say, well, everybody turned out for his
funeral.
The people dressed in black, you might say, are all in
mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street, you might say, well, how are you today? If you're feeling about average, you'd say, well, I'm
pretty good.
If somebody's troubled, you might say, well, don't worry, it'll
work out.
And you might say to your wife, the children will be home all right. Just don't
worry.
A disease in your joints, you might call
arthritis.
A severe sore throat with blisters on it, on the inside of the throat, would be called
strep throat.
Mm-hmm. And they used to have something a long time ago called a diphtheria. What's a disease that would make you yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
If you have your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
If somebody ate something and didn't agree with them, and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say you had to
throw up.
If somebody was pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over and... Or you might, if the person threw up, you might say, well, he was sick. Where would you say he was sick at?
At his stomach.
If you have a neighbor and she gossips a lot and talks to your wife or something, you might say, well, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over.
Told my wife.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come. You say, well, now if you don't come, I
be disappointed, I guess.